Let's brighten up this Labor Day with some really beautiful music. This is acclaimed classical guitarist Berta Rojas playing Anido's Portrait One Chacarera by Sergio Assad. It's from her album Legado, which pays tribute to several great classical guitarists. The piece and the album won Latin Grammys last November. A month later, we were privileged to host Berta Rojas in the WBUR studios. Berta, welcome to Here and Now, and congratulations on your recent Latin Grammy wins.
I'm so happy to be here. I still cannot believe, you know, and just in case I'm living a dream, please don't wake me up.
Well, before we go any further, we'd love for you to play for us so that our listeners can take a moment from their really busy day and just soak in your beautiful music.
All right, thank you. So this is Segovia by the great French guitarist Ida Presti.
Beautiful. Tell me about this song, Segovia, because it's a tribute by Ida Presti to Andrés Segovia.
Yeah. So the father of Ida Presti had heard Segovia in a concert. And so he pretty much decided that Ida was going to be a guitarist. In times in which it wasn't really seen a lot that women would dedicate their lives to guitar, Ida Presti was born in 1924, but her father had decided it for her. So for Ida Presti, I believe the figure of Andrés Segovia was a figure that inspired her, that motivated her. And so she wrote this piece based on his beautiful arpeggios, beautiful harmonies, and she creates this beautiful and soulful rendition.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Paraguay. You're from a big family. Mm. Was music a big part of your upbringing, especially being a girl? Did people encourage you to play?
You know, my family was a special case, I think. Huh? Even though I don't think that women were encouraged to learn music, or at least to learn music, that's okay, but to take it as a profession, you know, that was another conversation, you know. But my family was a musical family. My great-grandmother, whose name was Berta, played the guitar. So in a large family of so many kids, I am the only one whose name is Berta and the only one who plays the guitar. So there's a lot of my great-grandmother in me, I would say.
Mm, that's beautiful. So when did you first pick up a guitar?
I was 6 years old. My brothers, who are musicians, they sang a song for me and started to play it on the keyboard. My brother Juan Carlos is a keyboard player. And so he played a piece for me. I was able to sing that piece. He immediately introduced a key change that I was able to follow. And so he said, okay, there's some talent here. We better have her study some instruments, you know.
Y tan jovencita.
Tan jovencita, just, yeah.
Just a quick question.
Yes.
Do you remember the tune that your brother played that you mentioned?
Yeah. I don't know the name in English. Gotas de lluvia sobre mí. Tram, pam, pa, pa, ra, pa, pa, pa.
Oh, na, raindrops pa, keep falling on my
there
head.
There you go. Thank you.
it's just a lovely image of a little Berta following along. Would you play another little piece for us, maybe from the other artist who you pay tribute to on your new album, Lejado?
Yeah, I will play an example of Lejanía, which is a piece by María Luisa Nido, an Argentinian guitarist who was born in 1907.
Just so soulful and so calming. Tell us a little bit about María Luisa Anido.
Well, María Luisa Anido, also as Ida Presti, had a father who encouraged her learning the guitar. And in those days, it was really a rarity to have a woman who would play the guitar. And even though she had the motivation in her home, it wasn't possible for her to play concerts all over the world. No? She had to wait until 1950 when her mother passed away to be able to take longer trips and travel with a guitar. We've came a long way since those days.
How does it feel when you play, Berta? Because in some respects it's a kind of solitary act. It's you and those strings on your guitar. Mm. But when you perform, you're the center of everybody's really captured attention. Mm. How does that feel?
Well, I'm a very shy person, no? And I think that's the reason probably why I choose the guitar, because it's an instrument that you can connect very easily with and that you have very close to your heart. And in a way, it becomes my voice, no? To me, it's something that I have to prepare for, to go and share with an audience, no? But the moment that I go on stage and I feel the hearts of an audience opening to my music, that's a moment of immense happiness and of immense gratitude. Because music, I believe, is completed when the message goes through. And when you have an audience that opens their heart and receive it, and in a way they give it back to you, there's an energy flowing from the stage and to the audience and coming back to me. Yeah. That sensation is just so, so special. I have no words to describe it.
Well, if you would play us out, maybe all our collective listener energy from around the country will flow back to you through the airwaves. We've been speaking with classical guitarist Berta Rojas. Her Grammy-winning album is Legado. Can you play us out, Berta?
Yeah, I would like to play a piece by Agustín Pío Barrios Mangoré, and the name is El Último Canto.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Berta.
Thank you for the opportunity to share.